This is the 7:30 edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. A prominent family physician is calling for the return of COVID-19 protocols at health facilities. The DLP calls on government to find permanent solutions to address what they say is the poor road infrastructure. Several Barbadians, including children, stranded in New York en route to Canada due to a snowstorm. And Jamaica records 33 murders in the first 13 days of 2024. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. A prominent family physician is calling for the COVID protocols to be reinstated. His comments follow the recent report of a COVID-19 outbreak at the St. Philip District Hospital. Family physician Dr. Adrian Lord says the recent trend of respiratory and other illnesses is cause for concern and measures should be put in place to safeguard the vulnerable.
In the last 2 weeks, I've seen an increase in the number of cases of viral respiratory illnesses, which some were COVID-19 and some were dengue. I'm concerned. And it's obviously because we have relaxed a lot now and people are back together at Christmas and other times. So we're seeing a lot of respiratory illnesses in recent times.
He believes that the protocols that were implemented at the onset of COVID, including mask wearing, should be reestablished at all medical facilities.
We need to reinstitute those protocols in the healthcare institutions and persons who are obviously at risk. Because in the case of the district hospital, somebody brought it in there, either a staff member or a visitor. Those persons didn't go anywhere. And because of the ages of those persons, they are vulnerable and likely to have more complications from the COVID-19 virus. So we need to be cautious. Fortunately for us, it seems that this variant of the virus is not as severe as previous variants. Yeah, I think wearing a mask in healthcare institutions should be reinstituted because of the increased possibility of transmission in that environment.
Prominent physician Dr. Adrian Lord. Barbadians are being reassured that there's no need to panic with the recent announcement of a leprosy case on the island. The single case of leprosy was confirmed by health officials over the weekend, with PAHO reporting that the last case for Barbados was in 2022. Former president of the Barbados Pharmaceutical Association, Paul Gibson, explains that the disease is not easily passed on through contact and is treatable, and treatment is available.
It's transmitted by nasal drops and by sneezing and so on, and less so by contact. And so a lot of times you find the effect of leprosy is manifested in the skin, in the nose, on the corners of the nose, the fingers. But the reality is that we are at a stage in 2024 where we have the medical technology to effectively manage Hansen's disease, or leprosy as it is called. We have the dapirolizumab, we have rifampicin and the cefazolin compounds, which are used in multi-dose therapy to treat the disease and arrest it and have persons living normal lives.
He, however, says that the public should still take precautions.
We have to upfront the knowledge. You can't wait for something to happen. If persons are concerned, and they are, the basic thing, hand washing, wearing of mask, especially if you're in a crowded area, these are things that can help. And because it is transmitted by sneezing, via the nose, the nasal passage, and so on, just like preventing COVID or preventing a flu or bacterial infection and so on, you can cover the nose and mitigate the onset of Hansen's disease. In the meantime, if you're concerned, just wear a mask. It will certainly help you from the flu, from COVID, and from Hansen's disease if it is around.
Former president of the Barbados Pharmaceutical Association, Paul Gibson. President of the Democratic Labour Party, Dr. Ronnie Yearwood, wants government to come up with a permanent solution to address what he calls poor road infrastructure in Barbados. Dr. Yearwood complained about the road conditions during the St. Andrew Branch meeting at the Aline School.
Look at the roads, look at that highway one. That road just get due. All the manhole sinking in. All the potholes on the road. And we spend millions on that road. It had cost overruns, delays, inconveniences. Then we just do the one here on the East Coast. Who does build a road without guttering? Where the water can go? This is basic stuff. 2024, the Romans used to build roads. You got to put drainage. What you don't understand? Where you think that East Coast road ain't gonna be, that can be gone now? Because there is no natural, they dig up all the natural verbs that had the grass and put down concrete. Really water can go.
He says government can find a better solution.
We have to find a more permanent and lasting solution to better roads in Barbados. And I commit to finding that. It may cost us some money at the beginning, but we can do it. Stop digging up, put in a little top, Barbara Green. Paving the road for just before elections, a smooth ride for about 2 weeks, and then it falling. And we back to spend another $20 million. Literally, we are throwing money in the ground. It is time to build proper, long-lasting roads in Barbados. And it can be done. Why do we just make these things so difficult?
President of the Democratic Labour Party, Dr. Ronnie Yearwood. A 13-year-old is among several Barbadians stranded in transit to Canada after their flight was cancelled due to a snowstorm. A WestJet flight, which left Barbados on Friday afternoon, bound for Toronto, Canada, had to stop in Buffalo, New York, leaving passengers, including several children, unable to complete their travel indefinitely. Felicia Weeks, the mother of one of the passengers, told Starcom Network News her 13-year-old son, along with his uncle and several others, had no way to get to Canada, as all flights are still cancelled due to the storm.
Why would you let the flight leave Barbados then to land it in Buffalo to leave people stranded? My son's final destination was Toronto. WestJet haven't reached out to anyone. He normally go by himself, and they had other kids on the flight that was by themselves that the air hostess was came looking after. Because when I messaged the supervisor guy at the airport, he said, oh gosh, I got children on that flight. That's what he said to me. I'm like, what? So the only thing that happened to the kids is that they get left stranded and parents got to figure it out. I'm stressed. I was trying to leave on Saturday morning to go to the state, but then I say if I leave, then I go to JFK, still can't get to Buffalo. So it was like, you know what, let me just try to make sure my son's safe in a hotel and figure it out from there. But yeah, it has me mentally drained.
She plans to seek compensation from the airline.
I would love to get back my money that is spent, because I feel like it's unfair that you just drop people wherever you feel like and don't look back at them. It's not fair. For 1500 Beijing, near $2,000. I actually tried to fill out a form on WestJet, stating what happened, to see if we can get back the money for the hotel and everything. And also they need to give back people their money for their plane ticket, because nobody didn't reach their final destination.
Mother of one of the stranded passengers from Barbados to Canada, Felicia Weeks. Minister in the Office of the Attorney General with Responsibility for Crime Prevention, Corey Lane, says he is pleased that the program implemented to address the crime situation is working. He was speaking during the National Peace Program's One Love Unite football finals at the Barbados Lumber Company grounds. Mr. Lane said the focus would be placed this year to significantly reduce criminal activities. His comments came as Barbados recorded its first homicide over the weekend.
So before, what you would have seen was some spikes and some dips, right? And lulls and then some spikes. What you recognize is that, again, because I would like zero, I would like to see 100% peace. What I'm actually looking at this year is like, how could that have been avoided? And I do believe that could have been avoided, because what we've done is we have our feelers out there, our radars, and there are some people who have actually identified we want to come out of the crime, we change. Sometimes the people that want to get at them don't change though. So we got to find a way, how do we get them out? Or not only crime, but may even have to get them out of the country. Just as an example, we got to think outside the box, we got to do things outside of the box. So I am still satisfied that we within a safe range.
Minister in the Office of the Attorney General with Responsibility for Crime Prevention, Corey Lane. And finally, Jamaica recorded 33 murders in the first 13 days of this year, with the Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF, stating that the figure is on par with corresponding periods in 2023. The JCF said 13 of the 19 police divisions across the island have had one or more murders since the start of 2024, with the St. James Police Division, which led the country in murders for consecutive years, recording 9 murders as of January 13th this year compared with 5 last year. Figures also show that the parish of St. Anne has had 5 homicides as against none recorded for the same period last year. According to figures, shootings increased by 50% with 39 incidents. Recapping the headlines, a prominent family physician is calling for the return of COVID protocols at health facilities. The DLP calls on government to find permanent solutions to address what they say is poor road infrastructure. Several Barbadians, including children, stranded in New York en route to Canada due to a snowstorm. And Jamaica records 33 murders in the first 13 days of 2024. That was a 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. The next newscast is at 8:30. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.